that every knee will bow and everyone will confess that he is God has installed him on his holy hill. Now I proclaim the Lord's decree. I've said to me, you are my son today. I've become your father. A lot of people, ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possessions. You will break them like pottery with an iron scepter. And you will break them and you will dash them to pieces. Man is no match to fight with God. Man is no match to fight with the holy God. So first, my time on this, the first that we have, verse 1, 2, and 3, is the inclination of man to fight against God. It's the inclination of man as a sinful man to fight against God. There's an indignation in heaven of what's going on with God. Indignation. However, he has, in verse 7, 8, and 9, we have the installation of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as ruler of heaven and earth. Period. Not going to be voted in. Doesn't matter. He's king. Check out Revelation 19:11. We'll see how that king comes back. When the armies of the world rise up, the Lord speaks. They will be destroyed. Therefore, verse 10, therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Key verse 12. Hard for us in our culture. Kiss the Son. Worship him. Worship him. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Worship him. Heart of love and grace towards him. That's the key. That is the invitation of all men who rise up against the Lord. Every man has that hope that they can kiss the Son, lest you be destroyed in that. So, slide 11. Whatever happened to Barabbas? Slide 12. You decide. We're Barabbas. You're Barabbas. I'm Barabbas. We decide what happens with this man who was released and the Lord took his place. It's up to us. The call today, as we close, is worship the Lord. When they were opposed by those leaders, they went back, they reported what was going on, and what did they do? They went to God and said, God, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. We don't know what to do, but we know that you are in control. You have a plan. It doesn't look good for us, but you have a plan, Lord. And we will worship you, and we will praise you, and we will proclaim your name to the nations, to the ends of the earth. And that's what they did. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your word, God, that is life and light to us, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that the people that are called by your name, Lord God, would humble ourselves before the holy hand of God and worship you for who you are this day, God. You are great and you are worthy to receive praise. We open these altars right now. Any need, healing, salvation, whatever it is, we open it up to the people of God to come forth and let your needs be made known.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning and you want someone to come and pray with you for whatever need that you have in your life, whether it's a pain in your life or physical pain or spiritual pain or a sickness, or whatever. God wants to bring healing and encouragement into your life this morning. And so, would you, if you would like prayer, Would you raise your hand and someone, I'll come and pray with you. And the Bible says if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders. And they come and pray for that person and lay hands on them and anoint with oil, and the sick shall recover. And so I saw a hand raised back there. And I also see, you know, I'm going to ask you something special. My wife needs prayer this morning. She's had a pain in her jaw that's been going on for months. And she never asked people for prayer. But would you be praying? Would you, several of you, pray with Dory this morning? Also, please remember Bill Stewart. He fell yesterday or this morning or sometime. Anyway, so they're going to the emergency care this morning. And so let's pray for people right now. Would you join with me in prayer right now? Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in Jesus' name.